Number 3. Be kind. Tanya spilled grape juice all over her new dress yesterday. Everyone laughed at her new purple, messy, dripping dress. I did, too. But Mom always tells me to be kind, so I tried. I said, "Purple is my favorite color." I thought Tanya would smile, but she ran into the hall instead. So I didn't think it worked. When she finally came back, snack time was over. She put on her art smock and didn't look at anyone nor talk to anyone. I wanted to show my kindness and told Tanya that art was my favorite class, but I didn't, because I was afraid of her leaving again. So I painted purple spots and added some green until I had a bunch of beautiful violets. While I painted, I thought about Tanya. Should I have handed her my napkin? Let her borrow my sweatshirt? Should I have spilled my juice so everyone stared at me instead? What does it mean to be kind anyway? What does it mean to be kind to someone? Or what does it mean for someone to be kind to anyone? Maybe it's giving. Maybe I can make cookies for Mr. Rainbow, who lives alone in the house up the hill. Or let someone with smaller feet have my too tight shoes. Maybe it's helping. Putting dirty dishes in the sink, like helping out Mommy clean up after dinner. Picking up dirty laundry and making my own bed. Cleaning up for Otis, our class guinea pig, who is a messy eater. Maybe it's paying attention. Telling my friend that I like his blue boots. Asking the new girl to be my partner in class. Listening to Granny's stories, even the ones I've heard before. Being kind could also be saying nice things about someone, like telling Mom that she looked so pretty today and appreciated her dinner. Being kind should be easy, like picking up a cookie bag on the ground, recycling a bottle, or saying thank you and bless you. My mom says the quickest way to be kind is to greet your friend with their names, like, "Hey, Carla. What's new, Oliver?" Or, "Good afternoon, Mark." Being kind can be hard, too, even when you know what to do. Teaching someone something I'm good at is tricky, even when I'm patient. And sticking up for someone when other kids aren't kind is really hard and really scary. Maybe I can't solve Tanya's grape juice problem. Maybe all I can do is sit by her in art class and paint this picture for her because I know she likes purple too. Maybe I can only do small things, but small things can make a difference, too. My small things might join small things other people do, and together, they could grow into something big. So big that all our kindness spill out of our school, spreading throughout the town, travel across the country, go all the way around the world, and someday, it will come back to Tanya and me, so we can be kind again and again.